This is Al Simpson. The Clinton administration is now trying to dust off the atrocious Stryker replacement bill. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, unions have themselves to blame for being able to attract only a measly 11% of private sector workers. But now, as a last resort, they're hitting up their groveling and beholden Democrats to give unions a heavy-handed, federally demanded advantage at the bargaining table. Ted, more and more smart workers are breaking the union ranks. Why? Because businesses have come to form their own partnership with workers. But Ted, the Democrat spin doctors want us all to believe that more employers today than ever are permanently replacing their workers who strike. Well, it just ain't so, pal. A former board member of the NLRB said there were 230 such cases up to 81 and only 20 cases after that. And when Labor Secretary Robert Reich was faced with this fact, he was left literally speechless. Ted, next time you Dems decide to weigh the facts, try taking your big labor thumb off of the scale first.
Al, the labor laws are supposed to guarantee that striking workers won't be fired. But that guarantee's not worth a plug nickel under a gaping court-created loophole that allows strikers to be permanently replaced. For nearly half a century, that loophole lay dormant, but the hard-line, union-busting climate of the Reagan years turned it into a powerful anti-labor tactic. More and more employers began replacing striking workers or threatening to do so. As a result, the balance of the nation's labor laws has become tilted heavily against unions. Congress has tried repeatedly to restore the balance, but President Bush threatened a veto. Now, with President Clinton ready to act, anti-union Republicans are engaged in a desperate last-ditch stand. Shame on you, Al. If you're that unfair to labor, it may just be time for the workers of Wyoming to permanently replace Senator Al Simpson. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.